Apparently, most of us survived Christmas. We're here. And I hope everyone had a very lovely Christmas. Sometimes, for some, Christmas becomes a high peak, and it can be then something of a letdown, moving away from the grandeur and the celebration of the feast itself. And for many people, Christmas is a sad time of memory and perhaps of loss. And so, while that is a reality, we know that we come here week after week looking for wisdom, wishing to know what is the wisdom, the measure, and the meaning of our journey. And with the new year about to unfold, it takes on an added kind of dimension or kind of perspective for us. I've been told that every time we come to Mass, we should be attentive to the fact that the Church, in her kindness and from the treasury of wisdom that is in the Scripture and in the revelation given to us in the Word of God, we are given kind of a sampler, an opportunity to measure and mean our lives in that framework of the wisdom and the revelation of God. And that we should look at every Mass that we come to, the readings, the liturgy of the Word, acknowledging that there will be some comfort and challenge. And that's something that each of us can use as a kind of model to approach the Scriptures on a Sunday. What is the challenge? What is the comfort? What is the wisdom that will give me direction? What is the encouragement that will give me courage? This week, today, I think we have more challenge than comfort. And that's why you got to keep coming back to Mass, guys. You got to keep coming back because sometimes the balance is not straight. It's not even. And I think today we've got more challenge than comfort. Let's work on this. In the first reading, we have the book of Sirach really spelling out the fourth commandment. What does it look like to honor one's father and mother in their old age? Elderly parents, and we're encouraged repeatedly in this wisdom, take care of your father when he's old. Grieve him not, even if his mind fail. I'm an older gentleman, so don't measure me too carefully. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. And all of us know or are in sandwich generations where we are the midpoint, many of us, of people who are caring for someone older or dependent upon us and someone younger who is dependent upon us. So the stress on many families is enormous and on individuals to do both. And with this urgency about caring in particular for our parents, those who have gone before us, taught us our path, and on whose shoulders we stand. That's a challenge. And in the gospel account, we have Mary and Joseph seeking simply the safety of their lives and the life of the child. Every parent has tremendous responsibilities of guidance, good counsel, health, food, clothing, patience, all the things that go into parenting. In this dramatic setting of parenting, Mary and Joseph simply are running for their lives. And in seeing their running for their lives, we can see also a larger issue for all of our humankind. When we have 214 million international refugees, migrants, people who literally are running for their lives, struggling to stay above the water, the rising water of persecution or economic disaster. So this is not a comforting day, gang. This is a day of great challenge. And I'd suggest that the way that we can look at it, which becomes another challenge, is the reading from Paul to the Colossians, where he, in a way, is putting a lot of more burden or challenge on our lives. Put on as God's chosen ones heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. In the circumstances of caring for elderly people, in the care of our children and young people, in the care of our neighbor, all of that is to be covered with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness. And I think my first reaction is, I don't want all that. I can't deal with it. And yet, the comfort that comes within this reading from Paul is a comfort that will sustain us. Because the words of Paul, part of the wisdom and revelation that we enjoy, is the fact that God has come to us and shown us heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness. He bears with us and he forgives us. And he forgives us and gives us balm when we don't meet the challenges, when we don't measure up, when we realize there are limits to our ability to deal with all the challenges that are given to us by life, by our situation, by the human condition. So, though these challenges be real, and they will unfold for each one of us in our own, with our own script, with our own drama, they are there, and yet the comfort that we have, the comfort and assurance that as Joseph scrambled to do what he could do moment to moment, Egypt, back from Egypt, don't go to Judea, go up, go to peaceful country. So that same sense of urgency and transition time is with us all. So the comfort of this realization that God is with us, this feast that we celebrated yesterday, and it is also the comfort to know that he offers us wisdom for the journey. And that wisdom comes to us from the Word of God, which we share as a community, not as individuals, to be aware of our destiny as a people and family of God. May the name of the Lord be praised.